إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with what we began yesterday, which is who before what. Talking about the issue of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remind myself and you that obedience happens when we understand who is giving the command. We obey those commands which come from sources that we feel are significant. So who, to understand who, is the first requirement. Based on that, the what becomes easy. Obedience becomes easy if we understand where it is coming from. Now, in terms of understanding who, there are two things to understand. One is who as in the sense of identity. So, with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand who. Well, let me give you an example. One part of understanding of who is identity. So, say for example, if I ask you who is the Queen of England, so you say Elizabeth II, and you might have some knowledge about her, who she is, her lineage, this, that, wealth, what not. And then if I ask you a question, so why is this important for you? You might say it's not important, I mean, you know. General knowledge, I have some knowledge. You asked me a question, I gave you an answer. Is this important for you or not important for me? But if you were a British citizen, then that would become important for you. Although, in terms of who Elizabeth II is, nothing has changed. But if you are a British citizen, it becomes important for you. In being a British citizen, if you were a member of her family, then it would become much more important for you. And from the member of her family, if you were in direct lineage, in terms of descent, then who the Queen of England is, it would be extremely important for you. So what we understand from this example is that it's not who as in just some cognitive information about the entity, but also and probably much more importantly is your relationship with that. Because I may have a lot of information about somebody or something, but I have no relationship with them. I want nothing to do with them. It's somebody in some place. So is it important? It's not important. It's information. I know many things. Among those many things, this is one more thing. But when there is a direct relationship, then that thing becomes very important. Now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu, Ta'ala Allahu al-Amthal, Allah is beyond all explanations and examples. It is important to understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is in terms of His majesty and glory and His grace and His power and His forgiveness. It's very important for us to understand who is Allah. And equally, if not more importantly, we have to understand what is my relationship with Allah. What? So what? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all of these things, so what? Now that so what is my relationship with Allah. How does it affect me? And this, if you look at it, is the essence of Islam. This is the essence of Tawheed and Akhirah. What is Akhirah? Akhirah is my relationship with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. So what? So what? Because I have to be there before Him on the Day of Judgment. If that was not there, if there was no resurrection and Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin, then so what? It's information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of Jannah wal Jahannam. So what? Because one day, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and I ask Allah for protection from Jahannam. But one day, I've got to go to one of these places. We ask Allah to give us Jannah and to protect us from Jahannam. And so on and so on. So the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not some piece of disembodied information. But it has a direct relationship with me and you, because this is where we are headed. So in terms of understanding the who, we look at the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu described Himself. In so many parts, in the places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself, and I will not recite all the ayat and all the meaning and so on, because it takes too long for Fajr reminders. Inshallah, maybe bismillah ta'ala, if there is Allah gives tawfiq, maybe we'll do a Jummah or something on this. Maybe this Jummah, inshallah. But for example, take Ayat al-Kursi, which we all know. I'm just narrating ayat for you. I don't have to recite the ayat, because we know all of these ayats. We know the ayat, we know the meaning. Take Ayat al-Kursi, for example. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduce Himself in first of all, in those many ways and in those particular ways? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start? And when I say why, I'm not giving you an answer as if I know, because I'm not getting any why from anywhere. But this is my understanding of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying huwa al-hayyul qayyum? Because everyone else dies. Al-insu wal-jinnu yamutun. هو الحي القيوم فقط هو الحي الذي لا يموت فقط الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله. Rest of makhluk will die. The only one who lives forever and who is established forever is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So again, the relationship. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is حي القيوم. I will die. I'm not حي القيوم. I have hayat for a small period of time, as Allah decreed, after that I die. Whoever. And my death is so insignificant that it doesn't matter. I am here, tomorrow I am gone, so what? So nothing. Some friends and so on will remember. Some will remember for a few days, some will remember maybe all their lives, but after that, it's gone. Nothing will stop. The world will continue. If the world had to stop, then the world would have stopped the day Muhammad Rasulullah died, because that is the biggest calamity of all calamities. There is no calamity, and it's good to remember this. There is no calamity that can ever befall this world in general, and the Muslims in particular. Nothing. Is as big a calamity as the death of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the door and the window of wahi closed with his death. That is the biggest calamity. It's not, you know, people dying, this, that. Of course, we ask Allah to save us from all that, but the actual calamity is that this rast, this direct ta'alluq, direct connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his ibad came to an end. There is no Rasul and no Nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no Wahi after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it closed forever, and it will not open again, and we will know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say only when we meet Him. Otherwise, there is no way, and that is the greatest calamity. But even with that calamity, the world did not stop. The world did not stop. It continued. World continued. So the world will not stop when I die or when you die, it will continue. So to understand the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very important for us to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And the way to understand that is, the first and best way is to read the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, broadly speaking, mentioned Himself in two ways. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned like Ayat al-Kursi, like the last ayat of Surah al-Hashr and so on. And in many surahs, Allah opened with ayat which refer to His glory and majesty, either a full ayah or sometimes the beginning of the ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. His glory and majesty, His sifat, His kamal, his names and attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. So one way to reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recite and read and understand the meaning of these ayat. The other way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself is in the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects to us directly, which is through His blessings and through His bounties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His bounties, what He has given us. For example, the ayat of Surah An-Naba, which we recited in the first rakat, they refer to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the earth, and He mentioned sleep, and He mentioned our spouses and various things, and the rain and the growth of crops and so many things. So these are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the issue of justice and the issue of the law, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned other bounties of His. And in many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all His ni'mat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that if you try to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, you will not be able to count them. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but if you try to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible for you to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every time I visit somebody who's ill or something, this strikes you. And this is, may Allah protect us, but our tendency is that when everything is working fine, we don't remember Allah. We remember Allah only when something goes wrong. That's the human tendency. May Allah protect us from that. That's why shukr is such an important thing. And we must consciously make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, I woke up this morning, all my body is functioning, I can come, I am sitting in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Specifically, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One small, minuscule, one tiny blood clot in one small capillary of the brain, and you get a stroke. Simple as that. So 1 minute you are this, lahim shahim, huge, big, massive human being who can, maybe uproot a tree or something and God knows what, stop a truck. But one little clot in one small capillary in the brain and tap, you're on the ground, finished. Your hand doesn't work, your leg doesn't work, your brain doesn't work, you can't talk, you can't do anything. You are finished. I mean, unless somebody picks you up and, do it. You have no control. What happened to the body? Where is the strength? Where is what? This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing attention to ourselves and saying, you think you are so powerful, this is the extent of your power. Allah says, seriously, I think this is something that we must consciously think about and say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to cure everyone with sickness. But this is what sickness and so on does, which is draws our attention back. Now if you are seeing sickness, if you are experiencing sickness and you still don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then may Allah protect us from this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, we give them a small punishment before the big punishment so that they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important for us to understand this. And if you do not do that, وَمَنْ أَسْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ عَارَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Allah said that who is more zalim, who is more unjust and rebellious than somebody who is reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he turns away. Allahumma afisna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the criminals. May Allah protect us from punishment of this. So very important for us to understand that who is Allah is not just some random information. It is important because it relates directly to us. And therefore it is very important for us to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we do that, and tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about therefore the effect of that in terms of what. So who is very, very important to understand who is Allah and how am I related with that information? How does it, why is it important for me? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and to open our eyes. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.